Things are weird. They're just weird. Whether you're married and suddenly trapped in the house with your spouse, or single and unable to get out there and date, we're all discovering new ways of connecting, living, and navigating the emotional jujitsu of commitment. And that's where we come in. Committed is back. We're back for season 4 on April 15th. And we have 10 new stories of love and marriage, hope and fear, failure and success, and all the other messy parts of being a human in the world right now. Here's a little taste of what we've got for you. We have the author and activist Glennon Doyle on leaving the husband of her 3 children for the love of her life, another woman.
I've never even kissed a girl before. Like, what am I doing? Like, what's about to happen?
We have a wife who's trying to write her legacy for her husband and children after she's been diagnosed with a fatal brain tumor.
I lived fully in these like 2 different narratives, like the one in which I certainly died and the one in which I certainly lived. And I held them both with me in my pockets.
We've got a couple who tried so hard to blend their families, to move in together under one roof. But ultimately, they decided the secret to their success was in living apart, in houses that are right next door to each other.
Almost could sound like an ultimatum, because I was at that point really where it was like, we either do this or I don't know if I can continue, because I need to self-care and I need to be there for my children.
Get ready for these episodes and so much more on season 4 of Committed, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Or at the very least, we can give you something to listen to. Listen with your friends, listen with your spouse. Cheaper than marriage counseling. Trust me, I know. And in the meantime, while we're all still stuck in the house, there are 3 whole seasons of Committed for you to binge. 3. We're here for you through all the weirdness.